My name is Anton.
I'm Paula. From Vacaville.
Emma.
I'm Carmichael.
My name's Ray Blaine. I'm here for Roseville.
Kevin Plants, and I'm here for Bernie. Manteca.
And he's a veteran.
Disabled veteran, that's right.
Gina McBride from Rancho Cordova.
My name is Dana Habeck. I'm in Rancho Cordova with my sister.
I'm Mike. Rancho Cordova.
My name's Robin, and I am from Citrus Heights.
Laura, Citrus Heights.
Well, I'm from here. I'm from Folsom. My name is Valerie Applewhite.
And my name is Matt Desmolchi. I'm from Citrus Heights.
My name is Krista Cranmer, and I actually live in Cameron Park, up the hill a little bit.
My name's Val. I'm from Sacramento.
My name is Rocio Herrera, and I live in Patterson.
Cherry Gamas, Auburn, California.
Susan Dupre, Auburn, California.
Eden Rock, Auburn, California.
Mary Ann Flemmer, Auburn, California.
Kim Wiano, Auburn, California.
My name is Roberto Lopez, coming from Galt.
I'm Jasmine.
He's Dejana.
Sacramento.
My name is Terrellyn, and I am from Vacaville.
We're from Modesto. My name is Sylvia.
I'm Erin. I actually live in Nevada City. I'm Jay.
Jay.
I'm Mason.
Mason.
Zade.
And Zade. Where are you from?
We're from Lake Tahoe.
Doris, Rainbow, Grass Valley.
Grass Valley, okay.
Just powerful to see people coming together, you know, and speak out.
Welcome to this week's From the Roots Up. My name is Sean Frame, and I'm your host. And what you've just heard is a lot of names and places from people. Maybe you even know some of these people, because these people are our friends and neighbors. They're people who live in our community. These are real people. And I don't use real in air quotes. I mean real, like real people. These are people, you know, that I met and talked to when Bernie and AOC came to the region. Not all that long ago. And the reason I wanted to talk to people is because this show is from the roots up, right? We could be, you know, I could go and interview AOC and Bernie, and that would be interesting. And I think certainly we will play excerpts of their, you know, what they had to say in a future show. But for me, what was really interesting was why, you know, why people showed up. Why did they go to this event? And, you know, why, what in this moment made them 30,000 or more people show up to Folsom, California, an area not known as a hotbed of progressive politics, and, you know, show up and really, you know, dig what was going on. In fact, you know, there were lines like 3 miles long to get in. And some people didn't even make it in before the doors were closed and Bernie spoke. But, you know, the main thing is I wanted to start the show this way because I wanted you to hear the voices of the real people I interviewed. You know, there's this thing about, oh, those are just paid protesters. And like, I can tell you from being at many events throughout my lifetime that there is no pay for doing that. The pay is what you get back from being around other people, what you get in ideas from the people you came to see, what you get from sharing space in a community, talking about things that are important. That's the pay. But in terms of being paid cash money to be there, well, that just doesn't exist. So I'm going to set that aside right now. You heard the names and towns of the people. And throughout the show, you're going to hear what people have to say. And those are the self-same people you heard introducing themselves at the beginning of the show. And like I said, I do have a recording of Bernie and AOC, and I will share that on a future show. But let's make this show today about the people, about the grassroots, the people at the base of the pyramid, people just like you and me who have real concerns and questions about what's going on in this world. And, you know, we're going to listen to a couple things. First, let's just back up a sec. Why do people go to events like this? I think that people go to events like this broadly for two reasons. First, there's those people who have loved Bernie and AOC forever, want to hear them talk, want to hear what they're talking about in policy, want to hear, you know, what they have to say in this specific moment in our American experience. But then there are those people who, you know, aren't necessarily big fans of Bernie and AOC, or maybe not even super political folks. I'm talking about folks who are veterans and teachers and students and sheet metal workers and, you know, bike riding senior citizens and everything that you could imagine, right? Every color and shade of the rainbow, every type of person that you could imagine. And they were out there and they were sharing their stuff because they wanted just to really talk about what they're worried about, what's on their mind, what got them to maybe show up to a rally for the first time in their life. So we're going to hear both kinds of clips in this show. I'm super excited to share these with you. I've talked to some amazing and interesting folks, and I hope you'll enjoy listening to it as much as I did. And we'll start with some clips right when we get back.
A boy's born in Hot Dive, Mississippi, surrounded by for a world that ain't so pretty. His parents give him love and affection to keep him strong, moving in the right direction, living just enough for the city. His father works some days for 14 hours, and you can bet he barely makes a dollar. His mother goes to scrub the floors for many, and you best believe she hardly gets a penny. Living just enough for the city.
This episode of From the Roots Up is brought to you by The Torch Club, Sacramento's premier live music venue every Wednesday to Sunday. Check them out at 904 15th Street in Sacramento or online at torchclub.net. We all know that money spent on politicians is nothing more than a bribe. Citizens United called it free speech, but we know better. But what if we could balance the scale a few bucks at a time? That's what we're doing at the Six Pack, taking small donations and adding them up to make things more fair. Crack open some change. Support the Six Pack. Paid for by the Six Pack, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. www.thesixpack.com. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
We were shooting at a mountain of dirt. Well, nothing was broken, nothing was hurt. But I probably really should have been at work. But if my free time's gone, would you promise me this, that you will pay?
Okay, well, let's jump right in with the grassroots folks, the people of our community. What was on their mind when they went out to see Bernie and AOC? And I think we're going to start with the, you know, the things that are on people's mind. I think that's really like where we should always start, because, you know, everything gets loaded up in such a political binary in the world we live in. But like, I think it's most important when we're talking to our friends and neighbors to talk about the things that they'd like to see better, the things that are maybe even scaring them, the things that they have real concerns about for themselves, for their family members, for their friends. But I think when you hear these clips, you'll be amazed, as I was, that folks really have can quite eloquently tell you about their life and their concerns. So with no further ado, here are the people of the rally on From the Roots Up.
I am here because AOC and Bernie seem to have put their finger on the pulse of what's needed in this moment. And I am extremely afraid of what the Trump administration is doing vis-a-vis Social Security, disappearing people to El Salvador, and contemplating doing the same for U.S. citizens. So I am here because that is not the America I grew up in, that is not the America I know, and that is not the America I want to live in.
I've been a huge supporter of Bernie since when he first was trying to run for president, and to kind of see him not make it was tragic, to kind of especially see where we are now. And so just to be around people that feel the same way is kind of uplifting, especially when things are just kind of really crappy right now. And I wanted to see him because he's a special person.
Yes.
Big spots.
Big Bernie fan since the beginning and all the things that he's done.
I just think the whole idea of not going back to the way that things used to be. There's no such thing, I think, as making America great again. I think there's things that we need to do so that we don't slide backwards in history. We've been through segregation, Jim Crow, civil rights, LGBTQ. All of those things are things that we've made real progressive strides going forward. And I don't want to lose that ground.
I think the thing that's so astonishing is just the blatant corruption, how there's no hiding it anymore. It's just so out there on the table. And I feel like there's a feeling that there's no accountability. And I think the more we talk about it and the more we stand up against it, then I feel like we are the ones that are going to be holding them accountable. You know, we can't desensitize from it. You know, we have to keep saying this is wrong. This is wrong. And I think the numbers like speak for themselves, you know?
Yeah.
As a retiree, watching the stock market just do what it's doing and having this administration really operate without a plan, it's very discouraging. I mean, it hits you in the pocketbook, you know? It really does. This has gotten ridiculous, right? I mean, the Kool-Aid just keeps pouring and pouring, and it's like, you got to stop. So you got to really, you know, just see what's happening. I mean, I'm sure even up in the foothills, people, retirees just like me, that are seeing their retirements are just vanishing, you know? And at some point, they got to say, this isn't what we voted for.
I'd like to see Republicans start standing up, listening to their constituents, and really just stop rolling over and letting the president do whatever the president wants to do.
It sobers you on how easily it's happening. And I'm glad to see, for instance, Harvard University said no. And we need intervention at every level of the system, individuals, institutions, the law, businesses, people need to stop saying, no, this is not okay.
When they start emptying the nursing homes, when Medicaid is no longer paying for them, when the Social Security checks start arriving late, when food inspections fail and people start getting mass food poisoning, basically suffering, when people see that it really is real, it's really in front of them, and it affects their family, especially their children and their parents, then I think that's what's going to, unfortunately, what's needed to take it.
Being indignant about what's going on is really much more prevalent than we think it would be.
I think there's a lot of people who voted for Trump that are sitting back now going, what the hell did I do? This is not what I was voting for.
My number one thing is definitely going to be immigration. I used to work at a law firm where we help people get green cards, help people get visas. And recently, the thing that's been making me enraged the most is the fact that, you know, people are always mad that, do things the right way. And when you do, Trump is still here deporting people who have visas, who have green cards, who have a family, who've been here for years. And that's really infuriating when I come from a background of immigrants and like people who do have green cards, and you know, every day they don't feel safe and this is their home, and you're telling them it's not fair.
We got married right after the election because we feared for our
civil rights.
Yeah, so we got married, so we secured our equality rights, my human rights. None of the camps in Nazi Germany were in Germany. They were all outside of Germany. So perhaps Nazi camps are probably going to be in El Salvador and God knows where else. Wake up.
From the Roots Up is brought to you by The Six Pack. Crack open some change and support the candidates and causes we need in these times. Paid for by The Six Pack, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. www.thesixpack.com. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. If you love live music and want to be up close and personal with the band, there's only one place to go, The Torch Club. This hotspot is the place to be with two shows a day, Wednesday to Sunday. Check out the upcoming shows at torchclub.net or just drop by 904 15th Street in Sacramento. The Torch Club. There's always something happening.
We got to live together. And
we think that the institutions or there's like, if these, the court just 9-0. It was a 9-0 decision. And what I'm kind of hopeful is they're still kind of playing the semantics game legally, right? Saying, oh, what's facilitate mean versus all these things, right? Which means they're still playing the game to some extent, but we're right there. I mean, whatever myth you believed in when it came to our democracy and checks and balances and constitutions, it's gone. If they really kind of go, okay, that's a 9-0 court decision. And if the second they really, if there's no, if they're not held in contempt, there's no follow-up and they just continue down this path and there's more people it's happening to, it's over. Whatever illusion you believe in, it's gone, is my fear. There is a little bit of like, where's the sense of urgency when,
I think it's the time.
It's here.
Trump is trying to destroy our country, our world, doing everything he can to speed up global warming, more oil, more CO2, sooner people die off. Humanity is facing destruction just like many times before. Species disappeared like the dinosaurs. I don't know, there are probably 7 or 8 times this has happened. Major species disappeared, new ones take over. Pretty soon the mammal will be gone and something else, and Trump is doing his best to do that. Plus, taking U.S. citizens, storing them in jails in another country with no reason, and saying, well, we can't do nothing about it.
I'm here because they're standing up and doing something. Never in my lifetime have I seen the demise of my democracy and my country fall down the tube the way it is this in very short order.
I am so angry at what's going on. I don't want to live in an oligarchy. I don't need a king. I don't need to see my... I used to work for the USDA. My husband worked for them 47 years. And he's also a veteran. And we watch our fellow civil servants being just tossed in the fire, and it's just killing us. All of these people who did nothing, they're just grunts doing their job. And here they are being fired, and they're putting things like, a bad job performance, which will be forever on their record. Shame on them. Shame on Elon Musk. Shame on Donald Trump and everybody doing this to us. I'm with my sister and with my husband.
Yeah.
This is a crowd that is ready to go and get crazy and do good things for this country. We love our country. We don't want this. This is the best way that we can do.
And you're a veteran. I mean, what do you think about the cuts at the VA and what the current government is doing to veterans and cutting services and cutting medical care and all the other aspects of it?
Well, the veterans have often gotten a bad shake. The best time was after World War II, when the government not only took care of our illnesses and injuries, but gave us opportunities to move up into the middle class. But they're not the only ones suffering. We are causing massive unemployment by destroying our meritocracy and letting all of our good public servants go unemployed. This makes no sense. The same thing is true with Medicaid. We're taking our most unfortunate, helpless people, and we're screwing them over. That's not what a good Christian or good any religion country does. We take care of the helpless. And we, the American people, need to say enough is enough. You can be late, but be there.
That is exactly right. Sage advice. Thank you, sir.
It's not equal for everybody yet. And a lot of people, like in my generations, like, LGBTQ, and there's different, like, everything like that. And they're not getting the chances to get support and get resources for themselves. And mostly because people don't support them and the president isn't doing anything to help them and anything like that.
His presidency is not only just affecting me personally, but my children, my grandchildren, my community, my country, the world we live in. It's changed things immeasurably, and we have to do all we can to stop what his agenda is right now and to stop him from allowing himself to be reelected. I'm disappointed in the way the country's going right now. I'm appalled that people were single-issue voters and decided that this was the way they would go.
What brought me out here today is I was feeling a lot of despair until I decided to take action. And so now, every day for a half hour before and after work, I park myself in front of the post office and I show my signs to the people. It's nice to go to a mass protest. It's nice to go to a mass event like this, but to be seen by ordinary people, I feel that's also important.
From the Roots Up is community radio that is sponsored by community businesses. If you'd like to join the growing list of folks who make this show possible, reach out to Jenny, J-E-N-N-Y, at khi.com. We all know that money spent on politicians is nothing more than a bribe. Citizens United called it free speech, but we know better. But what if we could balance the scale a few bucks at a time? That's what we're doing at the Six Pack, taking small donations and adding them up to make things more fair. Crack open some change. Support the Six Pack. Paid for by the Six Pack, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. www.thesixpack.com. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. This episode of From the Roots Up is brought to you by The Torch Club, Sacramento's premier live music venue every Wednesday to Sunday. Check them out at 904 15th Street in Sacramento or online at torchclub.net. Wasn't that great and refreshing to hear just how regular folks, what's on their mind, what they're thinking about? I mean, I know there was a lot of fear and a lot of angst and a lot of hand-wringing, but I think there was also a lot of hope and a lot of love and a lot of caring. And, you know, for me, at any moment in time, and particularly this moment where so much negativity persists and pervades the news cycle and pervades our social media feeds and enters into the conversations we're just having with friends and neighbors, I do think it's really important to give people a chance to vent, to blow off some of that steam, and to talk about their fears. But I also think it's important to realize that that folks really do quite eloquently understand what it is that would make their lives better. And, you know, in the political world, I think there's this wrong notion that people really don't know what they want, and we just need to tell them what they want. That kind of arrogance, by the way, is not a statement of what one political party does or another. I think that's quite common among people who work in the dark arts of politics. And I say dark arts because I think that is a very dim view of our fellow human beings here in a country that is still, as far as I know, a democratic republic. Last time I checked. But, you know, I do think that really people do have opinions. They have really nuanced and excellent takes on issues. They're sophisticated at a level that I don't think political people give them credit for. And, you know, when I was walking around the AOC and Bernie Fight Oligarchs event, I had some really deep and thoughtful conversations about what we need with all kinds of people. So, you know, why not share it was my thought. These next segments will be, you know, the kinds of ideas that people have about what they want to see in our community, in our state, and in our nation on From the Roots Up.
So what brought you all the way over here to Folsom today? And are you sad that it wasn't actually going to be in Auburn today?
Yes. At first, I was surprised it was going to be in Auburn with crowds this size. But yeah, I am surprised that, you know, it's kind of sad that it isn't.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been so much easier. And we would have more of our community, our friends. Some people just couldn't make the trek. But glad that it's still close by and we're here.
I'm happy there's such a demand for it that it needed to move to a bigger venue.
I'm very disappointed in our Democratic leaders. And finally, we have some that are stepping up and making something happen, and I'm here for that.
Just being in community with like-minded people, showing visible support and resistance, we've got to keep doing it, and Bernie and AOC are showing up for us.
Yeah, it's nice to actually be surrounded by people who have hope, who look for change and want to see change, and I want to be part of it.
What part of Bernie and AOC's message gives you hope?
Well, Bernie specifically, I mean, he's been fighting the good fight since before I was even born. there's pictures of him like at protests and getting arrested in the 60s, and I think, you know, we talk about oligarchies and like congressmen who are backed up by big money, and they try to make the argument that, oh, Bernie is too. And I mean, I'm sure politicians are politicians, but I think his intentions have always been there, and that's what stands out the most.
I've already heard what they will do, and I'm here to support them and their ideals because I believe in their ideals. I'm here for Medicare, health care, people's rights. I support what they say, and that's why I'm here, and I really want to meet them and see them. Yeah. They care. And if they care, I care for them.
A friend of mine and I decided we needed to do something other than just watch what's happening in the world on television. We wanted to be a part of what's going on with history. We don't want to go backwards. We want to move forward. And anything that we can do to learn how to take steps forward, we want to learn that today. We want to hear what Bernie and AOC have to say about it.
I'm excited to be here and excited to see you. What everyone has to say.
He's never changed. He's, since the day, you can look back at videos from him from back in the day, he's not changed his stance on just being a people person and caring about humans. Yeah, I can't argue with that. He's a good person.
Same, just his basic overall, fundamentally just human rights, treating everyone equally and giving everyone giving everyone the opportunity just to live the same lives. Everything is kind of going crazy, but when you can be around people who are, I guess we feel like people aren't fighting for us. And so I think him being here makes us feel like maybe something can happen. You know, there's other, we all feel like we kind of are helpless right now, but him and AOC are, I think, giving people hope again, you know, because everything is just kind of drab, but look at all this, the energy here. Everyone's so happy. Again, the world's falling apart, but everybody here is making friends, and it's like, I'm here for that.
Same, just that little sliver of hope that things can get better and that there was a light at the end of the tunnel, hopefully. And just, yeah, that sense of community.
Just powerful to see people coming together, you know, and speak out.
I think Bernie's one of the better politicians out there. He's progressive, right? I think he sees the system has some issues. He wants some change within the system, which isn't good enough for me, but a lot better than what's going on out there. So I think compared to most politicians, he's still doing a good job when trying to hold Israel accountable, but it's a soft still. I think Zionism is a pretty big issue. And I think it's something that people think is like a single issue, but they don't see how it extends back to us here at home. And it's something maybe he could be stronger on. I don't think we always connect how, I'm going to use my language, but like, the empire, right, what it does abroad, it will inevitably come back home, whether you don't feel it or not. It will close in on you, especially as the mask comes off and we're seeing what's happening right now. And so I think we're still lucky enough here to be able to engage in kind of events like this, right? And so we got to use it while we have the window to try and make as much noise as possible. Probably like you're doing here today, right? You know, trying to get with the people and get the message out. We even have some advice right now, though, man, like the Zapatista movement, right, down south, what they're doing, kind of an autonomous movement, right, and kind of, I'd say, fighting back against corruption in their government there and carving out space against the cartels even and things like that and holding their own. Black Panther movement, right, and within our own country, right, and a lot of their 10-point plan and things they were doing in their community or things that we could be doing right now, I think they apply. Even as technology and things change, there's still a lot of things that we can apply.
So you're talking about things like mutual aid and feeding the people, right? Just start there and you know, childcare and education.
Yeah, 100%, man. I know the concept of community is a little alien in the USA because we're so like a self-admittedly individualistic. But yeah, like talk to your neighbors, see how they can, what help they need, you know, food drives. Heck, like you said, childcare. People want to go protest today who can't be on the ground. So maybe we can find, you know, within your community, people like watch kids instead of maybe doing bounce houses and stuff like that, right? So little things like that, man. You're not going to solve fascism like in a day. So just, you know, maybe just in the moment, try and act a little bit more collective.
It was hard to get here at 10 in the morning, but once you get here, you realize that it's the community. And this young lady was saying that, you know, we just want Bernie and AOC to know that we appreciate what they're doing and we're doing our part. We're going. It's an effort to get here. I have done some protests in the area in El Dorado Hills, and we actually met some lovely Trump supporters who came by with their trucks and their big flags, and we had a very calm, civil conversation, spoke to them about our concerns, and there was no drama, there was no shouting, no violence. If we could just really realize that, I believe in my heart, most Americans want the same thing. We really do. And it's just trying to figure out how we can bring us together and weave us back into Americans who want health care, we want safety for our children, we want common sense gun laws. If we could just get that message out instead of so much division and actual hatred toward one another, I think that we would realize that we really have the same goals.
I do have a loving message for people who voted for Trump. I think that it's never too late. Come out and protest. Come out and talk about what it is that's bothering you. Quit looking at this as how it affects me and start looking at it as how it affects our country, how it affects our world.
One for the righteous, one for the ruling class. The tyrant, one for the slaughtered lamb. One for the struggle, one for the lasting peace. One for you, and one.
From the Roots Up is brought to you by the Six Pack. Crack open some change and support the candidates and causes we need in these times. Paid for by the Six Pack, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. www.thesixpack.com. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. If you love live music and want to be up close and personal with the band, there's only one place to go, the Torch Club. This hotspot is the place to be with two shows a day, Wednesday to Sunday. Check out the upcoming shows at torchclub.net or just drop by 904 15th Street in Sacramento. The Torch Club. There's always something happening. From the Roots Up is community radio that is sponsored by community businesses. If you'd like to join the growing list of folks who make this show possible, reach out to Jenny, J-E-N-N-Y, at khi.com.
She came from Greece. She had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have a rum and Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And in 30 seconds' time, she said, I want to live like common people. I want to do whatever common people do. I want to sleep with common people. I want to sleep with common people like you. Well, what else could I do? I said, I'll see what I can do.
We need to look to the people around us because that's kind of all we have is like people close to us, and because the world's falling apart. So the people closest to us is all we have. So investing in that into our community is super, super important, because then what we get out of it is what we put into it too. So, you know, we got to be part of it.
The kids have got to step forward, because if you don't, the peril is on you. We're starting to die off. I'm 76 in another week or two, okay? And I'm still riding my bike. I'm still cycling. I'm still doing it. And I'm still protesting. I have my little sign that I pack on my bike. I go find an intersection, like in Loomis, and I hold it up, and it says, resist. And by God, there's a whole bunch of the righties, the Trumpies, they've stopped and come over and talked, well, resist what? And I said, well, let's start with fascism. Then we'll move into authoritarianism. And then we'll talk about oligarchy.
We need to unite as a class, and we need to work together, and we need to take down the ruling class that's making things difficult for all of us. You know, like, we're struggling to pay our rent, we're struggling to keep our vehicles, we're struggling to keep our jobs, we can't get health care. You know,
the thing about needing $1,000 just to have your car working against you can go to work. That's how it's a big one.
It was, yes.
Fight against the rich people who have all the money, health care. We need health care. There's a lot of misconceptions, you know, with the Republican Party and how they're running things. And they basically are just running off of misconceptions. There really is no middle class anymore. It's just rich people and poor people.
I know. I would say I grew up relatively middle class, and I make more money than my parents did, and we live in extreme poverty. So.
Right. Like, it feels like, why? Remember when one job was like enough?
Yeah.
You could like work at one job, and then that was it, and you could pay your rent, and maybe even have some left over. Like, I don't know, go on a vacation or something. Like,
right.
Could actually go on a road trip.
Now we go on a road trip and I can't pay my rent for like 2 weeks or 2 months, you know?
Right. Any extra, it's like we're just being forced to work and then work and die, you know? Yeah. It's like there's no time for fun, and if we do have fun, we suffer for it. The way that we live, we can't pay our bills, you know? And that's even just like simple fun, like we buy an extra snack, or let me go on a road trip, or anything like that, you know?
For our generation, we're probably gonna work until we die. You know, we probably won't get to retire. It's going to be work until the end, and that's it. And, like, my kids probably will have to do the same thing if things keep going the way they are. So, fight the oligarchy.
Yeah,
I mean, it's inspiring what they're doing, and I think just the energy, and, I mean, it's going to be the people, right? We have to do something, so nobody's coming to save us. We've got to do it.
I would just like to see us all practice humanity, you know, just coming together and meeting each other for who we are and accepting each other for who we are.
Well, we're both kindergarten teachers. So essentially everything you need to know.
Yeah, we're teaching the kids.
You learn in kindergarten, and that's what we're teaching, is to be kind and to be kind to everyone, not just...
And everybody matters.
Those few.
We try to use the concept of like the honeybees, because they work together with love and community and care for each other, and they will never sting you unless they're scared for their lives.
Disabled veteran, that's right. MS and all that wonderful stuff, yep.
Wow. So where'd you serve?
Iraq and Kosovo.
Iraq and Kosovo. And so what do you think about the cuts to the VA that have been happening?
Beyond stupid. Because the VA is covered, is mainly veterans working for it. So the veterans are getting fired for working at the VA. That's what they're cutting, is it's veteran jobs. So you're cutting veteran jobs and then saying you're helping veterans at the same time. You can't do both.
What is it about Bernie's message and AOC's message that brought you out to this rally today?
Sure, because I'm a veteran. I have a disability from the military. I have MS. I got it from the burn pits. And my medical is free. The MS medication is $68,000 every 6 months. Out of pocket. If I didn't have VA, I would be paying that, but I have VA. So I don't pay for anything. My point is, nobody should be paying for this. It should be free medical. Everybody should be covered.
You want that for everybody?
Correct. It's not just that I should have it because I earned it. Everybody was born here should have it. We're the quote-unquote richest country in the world, but we can't afford to take care of our people. It's ridiculous. It should be free medical for everybody. I don't understand why we don't have it.
I see you're wearing a Vietnam veteran cap today. What brought you out to this rally?
I'm a big solution-oriented person. We're hearing a lot about the problems, little about the solutions. We as the governed have the ultimate right to choose the government we should have, so we should have the right to get rid of the one we have right now. We could improve the Constitution and give more power to the people, including what we have here in California that we don't have nationally. In California, we can recall our governor, we can recall our justices, we can recall our politicians before their term is up. We cannot do that nationally, and we should have that right because we are the governor. We are the power.
When you see Bernie Sanders out here and AOC and some of the other folks who are going to speak today, what is it about what their message that speaks to you?
Well, they're really saying the people are the last resort here. We, the people, need to do what's necessary, even though it means sacrifice. There's not a lot of time. Let's get active now. Let's join together, and then we can't be defeated.
I'm first-generation American. My family's not from here. So a lot of the things that have been going on in the news recently, especially with Kilmar and being deported apparently based on just your tattoos, things that I'm seeing being called terrorists when there's actual issues in America that I think deserve to be labeled terrorism, but no one takes those and calls them terrorists, like school shootings and things like that. I think those things should be handled directly, and I haven't seen any action on those things. When people like my parents came here to just, my parents worked their entire lives here. My parents were construction workers and house cleaners, and it frustrates me that people say that they're here for handouts when most of the time they never even qualified for any of it. They came here in the 90s. There was issues in their own cities that, like the gang violence, and they were trying to escape it, and they came here and they worked their butts off. They got me into college. I graduate this May in political science. So that's another reason why I'm here, just to see, because I study this thing, and it frustrates me that a lot of what's happening is being allowed to happen. But my parents were extremely hard workers. Everybody I know are extremely hard workers. And I think that's what makes my blood boil. I grew up listening that America was special, and that I'm lucky to be here, and that it was a privilege to be here. And so I grew up believing, and I still believe to this day, that America can be exceptional and that we're great people and that the diversity that America has is what makes it amazing. I've traveled to different countries, and some countries have better benefits, but when I come back home, it just feels better, you know? And so I think that...
Oh, it was like a heart.
I don't think I feel better or special than other people just for being Mexican-American, but I definitely appreciate that we're able to even do this. You know what I mean? Like, I'm able to come out here and speak my mind, because in other countries, especially where my parents were from, speaking your mind, I wouldn't be here right now. I'm wearing a shirt that says, "Love is the brightest star." I think we should just try to love each other. And yeah, that's it.
To make a mountain of your life is just a choice. But I never learned enough to listen to the voice that told me always love. Hate will get you every time. Always love. Don't wait till the finish line.
This episode of From the Roots Up is brought to you by the Torch Club, Sacramento's premier live music venue, every Wednesday to Sunday. Check them out at 904 15th Street in Sacramento or online at torchclub.net. We all know that money spent on politicians is nothing more than a bribe. Citizens United called it free speech, but we know better. But what if we could balance the scale a few bucks at a time? That's what we're doing at the Six Pack, taking small donations and adding them up to make things more fair. Crack open some change. Support the Six Pack. Paid for by the Six Pack, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. www.thesixpack.com. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Welcome back to From the Roots Up. This is the segment of the show that you've probably become familiar with, where we talk about what does this mean and what can we do? And I think listening to folks today, I really got some great ideas about a lot of things, but I think there are some broad takeaways that we could gather from the conversations I had. The first would be that, you know, even when you know that you need something, when you know something isn't right in your life, speak up and say that, say what it is that is missing, say what it is that you need and your neighbors need and your friends and your family needs. That's the start, right? And then seek knowledge, not just from within our core circle of friends, but beyond the circle. Seek out expertise, seek out positions different than ours so that we can learn. Here's one that I always am reminded of because I have this problem myself, and you could probably tell, but I'm doing a radio show, right? But, you know, listen more and speak less. Listen more, speak less. Let people tell you their story. If you do that, you create room, you create space, and you can learn. Here's one I think we should all focus on. Recognize the commonality of our experiences and that those experiences transcend our tribe. You know, think about the fact that the person next to you who may display a different political sign in their lawn every election cycle is probably going through many of the same things that you are. And they may have many of the same concerns and worries. And so when you recognize that commonality of our experience, then you get to the point where you can talk again with people. And here's a big one. Want the same for others that we want for ourselves. You know, in these times, people get so angry. And we saw some of that. You know, when I was leaving the Bernie and AOC event, there were folks on the other side who went there for no other reason than to shout people down for just simply going to this experience. And I thought to myself, you know, at first I was just angry. And then I thought, you know, those folks are just scared like we are. And they've been, you know, they've got a different media landscape. They've got a different circle of friends. And so they see the solutions differently. And then they get wound up in thinking that we're the problem. And we get wound up in thinking that they're the problem. But I want for them what I want for myself and my friends and family. And so, you know, think that way. Practice kindness. Empathize with others. Take a moment to say, what are the feelings that this other person is having that are similar to my own? Speak up when it's called for. Speak up when it's called for. That's a big one. You know, don't be silent when you know something ought to be said. When you see something that is wrong, that is going on, you need to speak up. And so speak up when it's called for. And finally, ultimately, find joy in demanding change. Find joy in demanding change. Enjoy the time that you spend with others in pursuit of a better world. And when you do that, you will find that you will spend more time engaging in that activity. It will become important enough to you that it will become just part of what you do, part of your regular daily. And when that happens, when we do all of these things, ultimately, we will live in a better place. We will live in a better community. We will live in a better state. We will live in a better nation, and ultimately we will leave a better world for those who come after us. Thanks again for joining me here on From the Roots Up. I'm Sean Frame. I hope you'll join me every week as we delve into a topic like this, and I hope you'll engage me in a conversation. If you want to reach out to us, send an email to fromtherootsupshow@gmail.com. Just a reggae music.